It's me again, Hank the Cow Dog. On December the 19th, we got a snow. On December the 20th, it snowed again. On December the 21st, the overflow of the septic tank froze up, making it impossible for me to bathe. By December the 22nd, we had 4 inches of snow on the ground, and fellers, it was cold. It was that morning, at approximately 9 o'clock, that I awoke from a deep sleep and noticed something very peculiar. My bed was shaking. My bed consisted of 2 old gunny sacks, and under normal conditions, it didn't shake. Something strange was afoot, and it was my job to check it out. I opened one eye, perked one ear, and sniffed the air. In the security business, we call this a preliminary scan. In other words, at that point, I wasn't using all my sensory equipment. There's no sense in squandering your gifts, no matter how many you have. Well, I sniffed and I looked and I listened. I smelled diesel fuel, but I always smell diesel fuel in my bedroom because the tank on the north side leaked and the cowboys on our outfit were too lazy to fix it. Now, if they'd had a fuel leak in their bedrooms, they would have fixed it pronto. But this was only Hank's bedroom, so nobody was worried about it. Anyway, I sniffed and I looked and I listened. And then I heard it. A strange grunting sound. And my bed was shaking again. I had no choice but to open my other eye and put my other ear into service. I scanned the area from horizon to horizon and suddenly realized that there was something in my bed. Something small, white, short-haired, and stub-tailed. Drover? Drover?
Huh?
Get out of my bed.
What?
He lifted his head and stared at me. His eyes were out of focus.
Hank, is that you?
Who else would be in my bed at this hour?
I don't know. Oh, Hank, I had a terrible dream.
You're fixing to have a genuine nightmare if you don't get your carcass out of my bed.
I dreamed it had snowed, and it was bitter cold, and I was freezing, and... Oh, my gosh, my dream's come true.
This is your lucky day, son. Now scram.